Before we went into our long break because of COVID, we were presented with some data in terms of how many people of American Samoa have one parent that was born here, or how many people of American Samoa that weren't born here and that was born here. I think that it is somewhat unfair to use this data to justify this amendment, because we have to consider all the factors and the reasons to why this data looks the way it does. And for example, is that we don't have a say, or we don't have a choice to where we're born because of obvious reasons. And another thing is that we have women in our community that decide to give birth off island because of medical resources. And there's a lot other more factors that we have to consider when it comes to using this data to justify this amendment.